thank you for looking at our current events page and checking out our updates on the news events and things that are happening that may have some prophetic relevance to what the scriptures say about the last days. We believe we are living in the last days, and we believe it's important for us to be looking at the spiritual world and considering how it relates to what Yeshua said, especially in his Olivet Discourse in the 24th chapter of Matthew, and how he talked about the days that were coming that would become lawless because of the love of many growing cold. Well, we have a lot of things happening now that appear that if we consider them for how they seem as compared to scriptural truth, it seems that the world is trying to distance itself from anything that have to do with what God says is truth or right or moral. And we know that we can't get away with that because sooner or later God's going to call us to a task and bring us to a place of judgment for those things if we continue to defy Him, just as He has done with every other civilization and every other people in the past, especially the example He gave us in dealing with Israel, as He detailed those things so well in the Torah. And as Yeshua told us, as He dealt with those things, as dealing with the religious leaders of His day, and trying to get us to understand that it's our relationship with God that's important, and how we need to focus on that. And so our current events page is designed to look at things that are happening around us and open our eyes and our understanding to connect the dots and search out these things and see how they affect our lives. Some of you are aware that we have had a sabbatical from our posting of the current events for some time. And concerning everything that's going on right now around us and the times and seasons in which we live, all the different confusing information coming from so many different directions, I wanted to update our current events for the month of May, June. So that's what this particular update is about. As most people know, that the website is about the coming and the end times, when the days that Yeshua talked about and the Bible teaches that would be turbulent times and getting into serious times for everyone. So the current events around us are somewhat of a measuring stick for some of this. And so I'm going to try to relate what I see biblically and what I see in the news and what I think about some of these things that may be good information to the Bible student who sincerely believes that we're living in the last days. Now, some folks might think all of this is just foolishness, so we're not here to offend you. We're just here to speak these things into the lives of those who understand on the same wavelength that I happen to be on, and there are many. And I think that we have to look at the Bible, the Word of God, as an absolute. And if any part of it to us is foolishness, then the whole part would be foolishness, because there's no part of the Bible that is not important. And I personally believe that it is written with divine inspiration, as it was given in the original text, and except for perhaps translator irregularities and that sort of thing, the main theme of the Bible and all of the different writings of the Torah and of the Psalms, the prophets, and of the apostles, and all those who were canonized into this book we call the Bible, I believe those are divine utterances. Of course, the Holy Spirit is the great teacher who inspires us with the understanding of how we should see these things. And as we study the Word and look at the things around us and try to line them up, we have to see it from the perspective that God sees it from, and that is that His Word is forever settled in heaven. And it's our duty as believers to be in agreement with what He has written and given people to write. So the Holy Spirit will never be out of step with that, And none of the above will be out of step with what Yeshua taught us when he walked the earth. They're all in perfect agreement. And that perfect agreement is what I call the three-legged stool of the relationship that we have to have with an eternal God. The Torah, the voice of God from the mountain given to Moses. The Messiah, the Word in the flesh, the living Torah that came and walked among us. And the outpouring of Yahweh's Holy Spirit at Pentecost, or Shavuot, is the three different elements that God chose to use to fellowship with us. And we must be in fellowship with Him, body, soul, and spirit, and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So this is why I wanted to explain these things, because this is important as an understanding for anyone listening to this to know where I'm coming from and what I'm using as a basis for my comments and my own understanding of them all. So there's a lot going on right now in this world, and much of it is being given to us in confusing what I call orchestrated sound blast from the adversary, and things that are put in front of our eyes. Also the adversary's work, especially in the modern entertainment world, and we have all of these inputs coming into our minds, and all these influences are trying to dampen our spiritual life, our spiritual understanding. So it's important that we have that sound daily Word of God input into our lives and our private time, prayer time with the Holy Spirit, so that we not be confused with all these sounds of Babylon that are clamoring for our attention. So with that said, I would like to say that what we have happening right now is a lot of things going on worldwide and in Israel, and these things are important, what I call at least benchmarks of things that relate to scriptures and prophecy, and also what Yeshua said when he talked to his disciples concerning the last days. So given this world that we have now, unlike any other time in history, we have a tremendous amount of technology, we have a tremendous amount of capability, we have all kinds of weaponry for war, we have an unlimited amount of surveillance and capacity to control people and control their thinking, because most of the media is owned by people who have a globalist intent to suppress us into their one world order. So we have to look to other sources, and presently there are sources on the internet that have good alternative news information, but the day will come, in my estimation, when we will not have those, because the powers that be who want to snuff out alternative opinions and they want to censor everything that comes to us, they will eventually choke out these other alternative sources. So with that said, I would like to have you note that I have included quite a lot of information in general. The 5G subject today is very large. I included some information on that, and the reason that's important to me is not so much about whether it's harmful as radiation or not, because that I have difference of opinions of that. I have some I believe it is and some I don't know for sure about, but that's not the point to me. The point to me is that 5G is necessary to establish the worldwide hive mindset, the ability to integrate people's thinking and people's communications and people's activities, and also the Internet of Things that are connected to it, those mechanical and different types of electronic devices that are integrated into this hive mind, are important as we consider what's coming in the days ahead in terms of the Antichrist coming on the scene and being able to manipulate so many things that affects us. The other thing is the subject of surveillance. I've included a good bit of this surveillance information so you can kind of get an idea of what's going on. And we're in a time unlike any other time in history, when everything is lining up as it never has before with any generation that could have had all these things in play at the same time. And all these things are necessary for the prophetic understanding of the coming of the King of Glory. And of course, Yeshua comes at very near the end of the age. But up until that time, there's what the Bible calls the beginning of sorrows, which I think is probably where we are now, in a time of Jacob's troubles, when things really get rough for the Jewish people and Christians too, because I think the Jewish people and the Christians are God's two witnesses on the earth that the enemy has to dispense with before he can have his way in the rest of what he wants to attain to make people fall down and worship him. And then we have the subject of that, trying to estimate when is all this going to take place. And I've included some material that have to do with the second coming and how, in my opinion, that it is true that the second coming will have to do with understanding the festivals of God. The Feast of Tabernacles being the last one, of course. The one right before that, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And right before that, the Feast of Trumpets, or Yom Terah. Those are the last three festivals in the fall season that have not been prophetically fulfilled. And so, in understanding how these timings work and how they relate to us, and what some of the different prophetic events are that play into these things in the book of Daniel, in the different things that are said in the book of Ezekiel, and in the book of Revelation, and some of the things that Paul talked about specifically to the Thessalonians about the coming of the man of sin, and the deceptions and the attack on truth. And all of this stuff is right now condensed into a package that has never heretofore existed on planet Earth. And that's why I think it's important that we look at this as a discussion for this time now that's upon us, is what Yeshua called about for us to look up, because our redemption draweth nigh when we see these things coming into play. So that's what this particular update's about. It's got a lot of information in it. It's got a lot of discussion in it about the world in which we live and the things that are going on and how they affect us in our daily lives, how a lot of the fake news and false information, false teaching, and all the different kind of deceptions that are going on trying to fool us. This COVID-19 virus thing is a wonderful example of a hoax of things trying to suppress us into fear and anxiety and create a stampede effect in the general public to cause us to come under further oppression of the enemy's plan. And we have to realize that these kinds of things that are happening now will probably get worse in the future. And we need to be founded upon God's Word, having that personal relationship with our Savior Yeshua, Jesus, and having the time in our lives to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying about all this. Because God does not want us to be fooled or foolish. God wants us to be looking at what's going on and understanding it and knowing how He feels about it as it relates to us, because He's promised us certain things in the Scriptures that give us opportunity to have comfort and peace through the most difficult of times. And also in this message, we hope that if there's anyone that even thinks about listening to it or reading it, if they don't know Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of the Living God, as their personal Savior, if they have not thought about their need for a Savior, realizing they can't save themselves, if they haven't thought about the fact that they have to face Yahweh God someday on Judgment Day and account for their lives, then they need to do a double take. They need to rethink things. They need to look at what's coming ahead of them and let God be the one who determines their destiny as they surrender their hearts to Him and trust Him and repent and turn from those sinful lifestyles that are bringing them into a place of perdition, and where that time is running out, and they should not leave that in tomorrow's decision, because tomorrow's hands are very careless. And We have to do what we have to do today, and now is the day and the hour for salvation. So if you haven't become one of the redeemed, if you haven't had your life grafted onto that tree whose root and stem is Yeshua, and if you haven't been made a part of the people of God whom he calls Israel, then you need to think about what's going on right now, because your time is running out. So I implore you to consider that you check what's in your life as your destiny, because there is a destiny for all of us. And so I ask you just to look at these things seriously. And for the believers, I hope this message is comforting and encouraging to you, and I just hope that you'll be blessed by it. So blessings to all of you. Shalom. Amen and amen.